Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
What a day we had. Like, I can't even describe the awesomeness of this day, so let's just start with it. Transitions on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Maryville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. Thanks to our fabulous guests, Carly Bell. Check out her new podcast, Courtside with Carly Bell. She just has a new episode that came out because of the WNBA draft. Thanks to Adam Amin for joining us in studio. Thanks to Ian Happ for joining us as well, and Tony Gwynn Jr. What a lineup. And it just continues, because guess what we have in today? Lawrence Holmes and Ryan McGuffey. Love it. Hi, guys. Hi, afternoon show.
What's happening, what's y'all?
What up?
Speegs is off today. And I was like, is Guff available? Can we get Guff in here?
Get Guff in here.
Yeah.
Why is that the sound? Exasperation.
No. You kidding me? I bend over backwards to get here. So with Lawrence, let's do it, man. Hey,
what's your name, Lauren?
Holmes and McGuffey. This is going to go back. This is an educational part of the show. William Holmes McGuffey came up with the first school book. So you could either thank me or punch me in the face. Holmes McGuffey. I thought about that driving in today. Part of the deep family lineage. William Holmes McGuffey. Look it up. The McGuffey Readers.
I will look that up.
I hope it was a math book.
It was arithmetic.
Yes, perfect. There's no criticism.
Yep.
Because it's arithmetic. Math is math.
Marshall, I'm pretty sure if you look at it, there might be some criticism.
Keep in mind, it was 18.
It starts with a 1 and an 8. It's a 1 and an 8.
We all were born in the 1900s.
The late 1900s.
That's what the kids like to say.
Yeah. Let me thank our crew producing as well, to Ray Diaz, to Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jenna Duddleston, Matt Anaya, and Connor O'Donnell. Thanks to you guys for helping out with the show.
Wow.
You guys have had some fun today. It's been a good listen.
We've been doing some things, yes, with some people.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I had to laugh because our text line turned into Twitter mentions where it's like, I'll see what's wrong with this. Yeah, I bet you don't. I bet y'all don't.
The Venn diagram is strong with the men who are in the comments applauding young Wiley shooting shots on live television and putting women in awkward situations. And as Layla pointed out, the men who always feel like the server or the bartender is into them, which goes back to club rule number 6, which is don't waste your time on a hired help. They don't like you, dog. They're just trying to get their tip game up.
Well, one person did say that they were in a relationship with a bartender and that I was ruining the industry by saying that.
You ruined the industry?
If I could single-handedly ruin an industry with an innocuous statement like that, what am I doing here, guys? I need to get into a different line of work immediately.
You're on your Aaron Rodgers. You didn't know you had that much power, did you?
I did not.
Yeah.
I like shots, though, of all kinds.
Everybody got a flu shot.
Feel good about it.
Oh, wait, boy. You did that today?
No. I did that. No, I did it at the beginning of the season.
Because I remember when you did the double. And the double puts you out a little bit.
The double, I don't advise.
No,
I separated my flu and COVID shots this year.
Also, big difference between getting a shot and taking a shot. So
yeah, I kind of like where Marshall's going with this. Yeah. This is getting slippery over here.
No, I was pro shots. Yeah, all the things.
Yeah.
Well, shot down field as well, if you're throwing a football.
Got to. You should probably, you should take 2.5 at least.
That is a good rule of thumb.
Just to loosen up the defense, you just take 2 shots down the field.
Or to just loosen up your arm, you know? Let it rip.
That'll work.
I take shots at low-hanging fruit. Like, if you're wearing something ridiculous, I'm going to talk about you and be like, oh, you just out here taking shots at people? Yes. That's kind of like where I live.
I enjoyed you guys talking with Ian Happ about the earthquake, because hearing him go through that was interesting.
You could tell. He was like, this is not something I am familiar with.
It's scary the first time that it happens.
Like, I've never been in one.
It's
and
happened
my family
here.
Has a lot.
And that's scary, too.
It was like two years ago, wasn't it?
It wasn't that short, but there was one maybe.
During COVID?
I was going to say 19, maybe in 19.
I remember.
And I was shaking, and I was like, oh, that's right.
But it wasn't a 5.2 like it wasn't.
Not for us.
No. We got, like, it was like a ripple effect of.
Probably
like
Missouri or something.
The New Madrid fault line Madrid, another one of those things where we take it and
like Versailles.
Yeah,
Versailles, Versailles. It's all the same. Can I ask you guys a question though? Something we posed to our listeners.
Yes.
On the meatball/meatbull machine is what we're calling it for this round of questioning.
Okay.
Machine.
All right. So we know where we are now. The Bulls need to win 2 games to get into the playoffs.
Yep.
That takes them out of the lottery. Or you could just lose either the next 2 games, and you could have a single-digit, very low percent chance. Currently, I think it's 5.4% chance to have a top 4 pick and like a 1% chance to have the number 1 overall pick. Would you rather have those odds, or do you want them to win and get into the playoffs and get swept or a gentleman sweep by the Cavaliers?
Yeah, I'm conflicted. I feel different about this play-in team than I have about the past ones, which makes that's why it's not that easy of an answer. They've already screwed the pooch at this point for the Cooper Flag. I'm not playing the 1% stuff. Derrick Rose would happen. Fine. Okay. The best case scenario is win tomorrow, then you lose, and you still keep that 1-point-whatever-percent chance. But at this, there's some things to like here. I'm going to like this. I'm going to like the play-in game for the first time ever.
So
first time in 3 years.
You want them to go to the playoffs.
I want them to, because I think the only way out is no longer the draft. I think the only way out of this for the Bulls is that the Pacers sweep the Bucks and Giannis puts his foot down and people start screaming and they want out and the Bulls actually have a shot at landing Kevin Durant for a year or Giannis and Kevin Durant, which I think there's a play there. That's how I think that this gets fixed. I'm no longer building through the draft. I think you have to build through the draft if you're doing it right. They didn't do it right. So I'm rooting for chaos.
Ryan,
it's already
Ryan, Ryan.
Kevin Durant, potted Ryan. Plant,
yeah.
Noah Fant, Bulls in 5.
Don't say I can't.
I wasn't 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I have gotten to the place where I don't care. Like, it's... I would rather them win than lose at this point.
Me too.
Because of where things stand with them, I'd rather have the excitement of watching the Bulls play in a playoff series where they're probably going to get dog walked.
Oh, yeah.
No matter who the opponent is. I also, but with that, there is some anger. And I'm angry that they sacked guys last week when you still had a chance to make it to the 7-8 game,
yep.
Which then you only have to win one game. And it allows you to start thinking about all sorts of stuff of like, hey, did you guys get sat so that you could assure that there was a home game for the play-in? Did that factor into any of this stuff? And that's the problem, is that there you can reasonably have the tinfoil on your head and go, did they throw away a game so that they could lock into 9 so that they could have the home gate over at the UC?
Is it really throwing away the game, though, when they're playing Cleveland? I mean, we knew Donovan Mitchell was out, but they're still good without Donovan Mitchell.
Without Donovan Mitchell playing that game and without their starters playing, or a bunch of their starters playing the game, it was like a 1-point game in the third quarter.
They also have had leads in the third quarter against Cleveland at home, mind you, and then...
They're not,
the Cavaliers,
but Donovan over. Mitchell wasn't there to save them in this instance. And that's my point. And to Ryan's point earlier about the Giannis, the Jokic, whoever you want to. The problem with that thought process is if they had been doing things, as you both just said, the right way, they'd have some draft stuff sitting over here to offer teams for a Giannis or a Joker, whatever. But they don't. Because all they got is the young players that they have, that if they move them in those trades, now you're back to nothing.
They knew, every team in the league knew 2025, right? They knew the draft class of 2025 was different, which is why the Bulls weren't able to acquire a first-round pick last year. When everyone was mad that Caruso got dealt for only Josh Giddey. Hat tip to AK in the front office for getting that right. I think that has shown itself.
I've got questions.
Yeah, I have questions too.
Okay.
But go ahead, Ryan.
Okay, that's fine. You have questions. I thought he was a stat stuffer for the first half of the year. I think now that they play with pace that there's actually a place for Josh Giddey as long as you don't dictate the market and let the market dictate for you.
Fair.
TBD on that.
I'm concerned that this is a guy who's like, oh, I can play for a contract. You know who's going to give me $30 million a year? These dudes.
You let the market test the market.
I'm with you.
The problem is they didn't do that the last time.
Well, the problem is
they didn't do that with Patrick Williams.
Layla, everything with the Bulls starts off with the problem is.
Yeah.
Everything. Which is why they messed it up from the start. So I'm going to like a couple of the guys that I've liked the last 30 games. Last 17 and 13 since the deadline. I'm going to like some of those guys and just see what happens.
I do think it's really counterproductive to even what this is if they don't try to win on Wednesday.
I agree. That was my point.
Don't tell me you did all of this to not win on Wednesday.
Yeah, I could not agree more.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Here's what we got planned for the show today. Brian O'Keefe did the profile on Caleb Williams in Esquire. We're going to talk with him at 5:25. Speaking of the Bulls, Joe Cowley is going to be on the show at 4:30. That's after we talk with Cubs manager Craig Counsell. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show at 3:25. Nico Horner is going to be on at 2:40. When we come back, we are going to talk about the Cubs. We had a nice spirited discussion talking about the Cubs in our pre-show meeting. We will get into that. Speaks is off today. Ryan McGuffey is here. Tanny's Open is next on The Score.
This segment's brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.